鬼岛之音
Ghost Island Media。
Do you too have troublesome protesters in your capital? Are they threatening to tell the truth about you and your government? With the latest edition of China's Great Firewall, you can just hit delete. This new and improved system comes with advanced jamming technologies to disappear discussions, persons, even entire cities, from all communication. Radio, satellite, 10G, you name it. No more dissent, just delete.Swap out your firing squad for a remote shutdown today. Subscribe now. Extra exclusive perks available with lifelong membership from China's Smart Solutions for Small and Medium-Sized Dictators.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your anchor, Joshua. We interrupt your programming with this breaking news from Asia. We have just received eyewitness confirmation that the island nation of Taiwan has disappeared. I repeat, Taiwan has vanished.This is the latest bombshell disappearance after Hong Kong, Mongolia, Tibet, Xinjiang, part of the India-Bhutan border, and several regions along the Belt and Road have all vanished overnight. Over here at the Big Apple, crowds are still partying in Times Square and counting down the last minutes of the year. Agnes, what can you tell us about these first hours of 2049 over there?
Joshua, this is unbelievable, and at the turn of the new year.Our newscopters are currently unable to get close to the Taiwan Strait, which is guarded by Chinese fighter jets and aircraft carriers. However, one of our stealth drones did manage to break through the PLA line. And the pictures it came back with. Joshua, take a look at this. A Taiwan-shaped hole in the seabed. Taiwan has simply vanished. You see these dots?In the surrounding sea. These are where the isles of Jinmen, Mazu, Penghu, Lanyu, Ludao, and Ituaba used to sit. They are all gone as well.
Agnes, how? How is this possible? For a nation the size of the Netherlands or Belgium to just vanish? What about its 23 million inhabitants?
They're undetectable by any scanner.The iconic Taipei 101 and the kilometer-tall Takao K1. They're both sorely missing from my vantage here. No sociograms were shared from Taiwan since this morning. Attempts to reach the U.S., Japanese, and Australian embassies in Taiwan have failed so far.
Agnes, you mentioned the presence of the People's Liberation Army. Is this an attack from China?
Joshua...It's very possible that this is the latest in a string of targeted attacks by China. The question is, how do we even get Taiwan back? The Taiwanese diaspora is in an uproar. They are furious, saying that the international community has failed to take China's expansionist actions seriously. And now, Taiwan has paid the ultimate price for their complicity.
You have family there too, right? My heart goes out to all the people affected and all those who are struggling to find their missing loved ones.
Yes, this is catastrophic. Beyond trade and computer chips, we are talking about the loss of a vibrant democracy, one that led the world's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic 3 decades ago.A beautiful nation with over 5,000 endemic species of animals and plants. Such a fatal blow to the world's plummeting biodiversity levels. And its people, its history, its culture, its languages. This is a deliberate erasure of identities, silencing of voices, and imposition of authoritarian will. Some are calling it a straight-out genocide.
Yes.This is a humanitarian crisis unfurling on an unprecedented scale across Asia. What's the international community's response?
Governments are choosing to remain silent, even when protests are erupting around the world, marching, demanding the whereabouts of Taiwan and the other disappeared places like Hong Kong and Xinjiang. The hashtag, Where is Taiwan, is trending, along with Formosa forever. And in a show of solidarity, we here...
Agnes, sorry to cut you off. We have new information that just came in. It looks like we've just found Taiwan. Taiwan has reappeared next to Guam, that is 2,700 kilometers away from the Taiwan Strait. It looks like the Taiwanese have figured out how to float their island. I repeat, Taiwan is now a fleet of floating islands.
Hi, welcome to In Training. This is a podcast by interns at Ghost Island Media. Here, we make episodes on anything we want to. And we do it from scratch. From brainstorming to recording to editing. This show, it's different, it's spontaneous, and it's kind of an experiment. There's something for everyone, and here it is.
This is the Grams of Asia. And if you're tuning in right now, we have just secured a live stream from Taiwan, which has uprooted itself from the street. Apparently, Madam President Sinan Amumubu activated extraordinary emergency measures late last night in response to China's recent escalations. Our Taipei reporter Tan Yikun is at the scene, and we've just established a connection. Yikun, what can you tell us?
Joshua, this is such an incredible moment in Taiwan history. As you can see, we are no longer in the Taiwan Strait. People have finally recovered from the initial shock of being dislodged from the seabed in what has finally been revealed as Operation Mazu, a decades-long covert program named after a sea goddess highly revered by the Taiwanese, who see her as the maritime country's spiritual guardian. Madam President Sinan Amumubu will address the public momentarily. I'm on standby right now at the presidential office on Kaidagalan Boulevard while everyone waits the speech. It's just filled with people celebrating, crying, and hugging each other. Temple troops are out on the streets, neighborhoods are ringing with firecrackers, someone just handed me a free beer, thank you very much, and there's talk about making today the new national holiday. Just incredible. I'm Danny Kun reporting from the Taiwanese capital, Taipei, which is just now a few minutes away from Guam.
That was Dan Yikun from the floating island of Taiwan, now awaiting Graham's mission from the Taiwanese president. Let's check back with Agnes. Agnes, are you still on the Graham with us?
Yes, I'm on my way to Taipei right now. I can also see that Taiwan is now fully back online. The country's top influencers are all Gramming again.
Well, what an interesting solution for Taiwan to escape the authoritarian threat long posed by its neighbor, China. The question is, will China actually give up its claim now that Taiwan has sailed out of the Taiwan Strait?
Well, it's not all good news, Joshua. Sources have just told me moments ago that China now plans to build a new island in the same exact spot where Taiwan used to be. Inside Taiwan, not everyone agrees with this escape either. Major opposition parties are forming an unprecedented alliance to accuse this administration of stealing Taiwan. There's also heated discussion over whether to turn back and reclaim their original, some say ancestral, geographical location.
Thank you for that update, Agnes. We will return with more analysis on the uncertain future of this newly liberated floating nation. But now, let's gram back to Taiwan. If you're tuning in just now, just minutes ago, the disappeared island of Taiwan has reappeared next to Guam. It turns out, the nation of Taiwan had unlocked itself from the seabed, floated away from the Taiwan Strait, and is now moving in international open waters. It's unclear, at this point, what technology it's using to make this happen. Or more importantly, where the nation is now going. Right now, Madam President is starting her address to her nation and to the world. In 3, 2, 1.
My fellow citizens, welcome to a new era for Taiwan. Over the past century, Taiwan has grown more resilient and unified through countless challenges. We have resisted the pressure of aggression and annexation. We have made the transition from authoritarianism to democracy. We have persisted in our pursuit and defense of freedom, and we will always remain committed to our core beliefs. Taiwan is not alone, and Taiwan can help. This sense of pride in our country, this shared destiny, and the memories of today will live on in all of our hearts. You, citizens of Taiwan, have shown the world our commitment to survive and thrive, even in times of greatest distress. This is what solidarity feels like. I also want to take this opportunity to remind the world that Taiwan remains the first and our only line of defense against China's global order of authoritarianism, nationalism, and economic might. To our international partners, I call on you to help us keep Taiwan free. This technology that has enabled us to leave today, to uproot, it is a daunting but necessary task that will change Taiwan forever. But the time is now. We are on the move. It has been decades of planning, and now we must carry out phase two of Operation Matsu. Fellow citizens, we will find a new home, and we will prevail. We will not be disappeared.
Hey, don't leave just yet. Stick around after the credits for words from our executive producers. This episode was produced, written, and edited by Min Chao. Performed by Alice Ye, Min Chao, Trevor Liu, Jennifer Liu, and Marina Cheng. Production coordination by Trevor Liu. Executive produced by Ghost Island Media. Special thanks to Blue for providing Yeti microphone and Future Ward for providing the recording room. Thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Emily Waiwu here. So Min, who wrote and produced this piece, she comes to us from a decade in print. So this project to her was the first in audio, and she really had to figure out what it means to be doing audio storytelling. So that was quite cool to be on this journey with her. This particular story, there had been different versions prior to this, different things that happened to Taiwan, different ways of disappearing and what happens. One of the biggest challenges going in was that with a story this big, it could become a Star Wars-like saga, too big to tackle. So the first challenge was to narrow it down into something that was actually deliverable within deadline. We thought the premise was really interesting. Acting was really special because this was the first time that we got everybody involved from the office. And later on, if you listen to Mandarin, one of the later episodes coming up is another drama also acted just by essentially almost everybody from the office. So that was quite fun. In post-production, Min looked a lot in the sound effects library to create the different kinds of audio environments. We really appreciated that, from what a crisp studio anchor should sound like to what a field correspondent who's on a helicopter should sound like to what would a speech in a mega public arena sound like. A lot of experiments there. And yeah, we were quite excited about the result. And also, it was a very nice tribute to Taiwan and Hong Kong and our surrounding areas and generally just a very politically poignant piece. So thank you for that.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.